Chapter 32. Antonio and Amlet, eyes and mouths wide open in surprise, watch from the shadows. Their father is singing, and their mother is dancing. It is both shocking and amazing. Who are these possums? And then the music from the monsters cavorting inside changes tempo again and gets louder. The possums suddenly all cheer. Big Poss shouts, "They're playing our song!" He scrambles down from his spot on the box, wiggles his way out into the crowd, and grips Mama Possum's weight as he shouts, "Conga line!" It's clear that the animals know what to do. Mama is in front, Big Poss has her back, and a long line of possums forms from there. They take three shuffle steps forward and then stop, and in unison kick up a leg on the fourth beat. In the air, the fireflies buzz together like an electric string tossed into the sky. When it's time for a kick, they make their bodies glow bright yellow-green and fling three of their six hinged legs up toward the moon. On the wires overhead, the bats, not wanting to be left out, draw their wings across their chests and open up on the fourth beat. It doesn't take long before the raccoon in the corner tosses down his peanuts and heads to the end of the possum line to join in. The place is rocking. It's a sight to see. Antonio and Amlet feel the music surge through their bodies. First, Amlet starts tapping his left foot. Then Antonio finds his tail moving from side to side. The whole universe is now centered on the cavorting animals on the roof of a tall structure in the middle of the moon-filled night. Antonio and Amlet forget for a moment about their sister, and they don't care anymore that they've been told to wait for further instruction. They climb over the low wall and emerge from the darkness. Mama Possum's head whips in their direction. She is mid-kick when she abruptly stops. The conga line behind her comes to a halt as each possum crashes into the next, causing a pileup that resembles a train wreck, but with the lone raccoon landing on top. Mama calls out, "Antonio? Amlet? What are you doing here?" Her voice is somewhere between shocked and scolding. Amlet is quiet, but Antonio says, "Big Poss brought us to find you." And then the music down below ends. It has to be a coincidence, but it's suddenly pin drop quiet. The fireflies break out of their line. The bats stop swinging on the wire. The one-eyed cat darts out of sight. Then the raccoon pulls himself up from the possum pile and, as raccoons sometimes do, speaks in a rapid and rude manner as he approaches Antonio and Amulet. "You two are wrecking a good party. Aren't you too young to be up here?" The other possums now eye the two brothers with deep suspicion. Then Mama Possum intervenes. "These are my sons." Big Poss gets to his feet and steps forward, but he puffs up in a way that seems to irritate Mama Possum because she moves right past him and heads straight to Antonio and Amlet. She sweeps them into her outstretched arms. "Come to Mama and get a hug." Antonio and Amlet have forgotten how wonderful it feels to be wrapped in one of Mama's hugs. There's nothing like it, really. Mama Possum always smells like an orange peel and a fir tree. Antonio knows this is because she secretly carries a sprig of fir in her front pouch. He doesn't know why she smells like orange peels. She talks while she hugs him. "I want to hear what you two have been up to. How did you happen upon your father? And why are you here on the roof? You're still pretty young to be dancing in the moonlight." Antonio and Amlet forget all about the long trek on the wires. They don't care about the rats in the tunnel or the fact that they had to jump from the dumpster to the metal stairs. It's all worth it now because they are with Mama Possum. Antonio's head swims with thoughts. He wants to stay on this roof forever, to hear music and watch the fireflies and the swinging bats and be held in the arms of his mama, which makes him sound like a baby, but he isn't. But then he remembers the reason they ended up here. "We came because of Apple Blossom." All of the possums listen. A few whisper, "Apple Blossom? Who's Apple Blossom?" Amlet looks up at Mama. "She fell into a monster house? You could say it was partly our fault, but you could also say it was really just her fault because she shouldn't have been up there." Antonio elbows Amlet. "It was an accident. But there are windows on the roof, and we saw her inside. We want to try to help her, but we didn't have a plan. And then we ran into Big Poss, and he had a plan, which was to find you." Amlet chimes in. He said you'd know what to do. Mama Possum looks over at Big Poss. He smiles, a toothy smile that Antonio thinks looks nervous. Mama Possum stares off into the distance. It's the first time Antonio and Amlet realize that there's a good view this high off the ground. The sparkling lights of monster structures litter the horizon. Mama Possum's hands rest on her hips, and she holds her head high as she turns to the other possums. Her voice is strong and clear and forceful. The world believes that we are solitary nomadic animals, but is that the case? Several of the possums shake their heads in what Antonio and Amlet believe means no. Mama Possum continues, "What did you experience here tonight? What's the feeling of dancing in the moonlight?" A possum with unusually large feet calls out, "It's a ripping good time." Mama Possum's eyes narrow. "Yes, yes it is. It's one thing to dance alone, but it's something else to dance with a tribe, especially a tribe that you understand, a tribe of possums." The possums are all listening now. No one moves as Mama Possum continues. "Who eats the snails, the slugs, and the rotten fruit from under the trees?" Several of the possums shout out, "We do!" Mama Possum looks pleased. She is louder and more excited now, and her presentation is building. "Who takes care of the pill bugs, the anthills, the earwig nests?" More possums join the chorus. "We do!" Mama Possum scrambles up onto the metal box. "Who keeps the rats, the mice, and the moles in line? Who patrols the neighborhood, never asking for anything?" All the possums now shout, "We do!" Mama Possum raises a fist into the air as she thunders, "Who is misunderstood?" The possums shriek, "We are!" Mama leans forward. Her voice is intimate. It is emotional. It vibrates with feeling. "Who will come with us to rescue a lost family member who has fallen into the hands of the enemy? Who will stand by our side?" Antonio and Amlet and Big Poss are on their tiptoes. This is one memorable performance. But the crowd is suddenly silent. And then, as fast as can be imagined, all the other possums and the one raccoon scramble off the roof and disappear down the metal stairs, leaving just Mama and Big Poss and the two young possum brothers. Seconds later, the bats and the fireflies take to the sky. Amlet whispers, "She lost her audience." Antonio nods, "Maybe we are a solitary nomadic species." But Mama Possum doesn't look defeated. She shrugs, "I guess it's a family production."